All right. Well, good evening, everyone. It's again, third talk, and so continuing through the Nevertheless I Live book, I'm using it as a basic guide. And so we've been going through chapter 5, Five Forms of a Firm Foundation, and that's, we're kind of getting to the conclusion of that, and we want to look specifically at what our firm foundation is in life. And so, as we've gone through this passage in Luke 6, we understand that Jesus lays out to us various qualities that we need to develop in our lives that will then increase our stability and resiliency in responding to the challenges of life. But that's what we always need to develop, and God wants to help us to do that. And so as we thought about it, as we choose to follow the right people, as we choose to have the right focus, where instead of having a critical spirit and always focusing on everybody else's mistakes, then instead we say, okay, I need to focus on me and deal with my issues. Where we pursue fruitfulness, where we want to invest in other people's lives so that they come to know the Lord as well. And then, as well as we seek to fulfill God's request by listening to the Spirit, responding to the Spirit, then we find a change occurs in our life. And when we face a trial, we respond differently. We respond positively. And so, before we would have turned to our drug of choice or our negative behavior of choice to cope with or escape from that problem. But now, instead, we're enabled to respond in a positive, healthy manner. And so that's where God wants to get us, and we realize that's where we want to get to as well. And it's by following what He lays out. And so such response comes as a result of having our lives founded on a firm foundation. So that's what we're going to consider this evening. And so this is the passage that speaks of this as whosoever cometh to me and heareth my sayings and doeth them. And of course, Jesus speaking says, I'll show you to whom he is like. He is like a man which built a house and dig deep and laid the foundation on a rock. When the flood arose, the stream beat vehemently upon that house and could not shake it, for it was found upon a rock. But he that heareth and doeth not is like a man that without a foundation built a house upon the earth, against which the stream did beat vehemently, and immediately it fell, and the ruin of that house was great. And so, we should never expect that our lives will be trouble-free. That would be an unrealistic expectation. It actually talks about it in the Bible that Job 14:1, man is a few days and full of trouble. That we do have trouble in life. We're always going to experience events and challenges that will threaten to overwhelm us. And so these can include many different things. First off, it will be tragedy, where someone in our circle of family and friends ends up getting hurt, getting injured, maybe possibly dying, and just sudden things happen. They could be just a victim of someone else's negligence, victim of violence, but things happen all of a sudden, and we're immediately overwhelmed with grief and sorrow, and how to manage that is very difficult. Sometimes different trauma that we experience. Sometimes it can be physical, mental, emotional trauma. It can be abuse that we've had to face, verbal or physical. Just when these things happen to us, how do we respond properly? Dealing with grief or loss of a loved one, someone that's a very important part of our life is now not there anymore. And how do we move forward? How do we process that loss? Being under stress, and it could be in terms of deadlines and other things, of responsibilities we have. Sometimes it can be financial stress, where We have bills coming, and we're like, how am I going to pay this? Different things like this come to us and starts to affect us. But then as well, we can have experience disappointment or failure, where we're really hoping for something and it doesn't come to fruition. We've set our hopes and our desires on some event transpiring, and then it's out of our control, and it just doesn't happen the way we thought. And so with all these things, it's like, how do I process these properly? How do I respond to them properly? And so that they don't overwhelm me. And this is the thing, that sometimes we kind of have this thing, well, I just hope that nothing ever bad happens to me. And we can hope that. Or we can just try to do everything we can to avoid such challenges. And that's sometimes, it's the thing, is that we can sometimes have it this way, where we don't want to ever get into a place where financially we'd be struggling, and so sometimes we do all these things and work maybe harder than we even need to try to put ourselves in this position where, oh, I'm not going to ever have financial stress. And the thing is, things can happen, and all your work to do that doesn't always work out that way. But that's sometimes what we do, and sometimes we it can be where, say, if you're maybe nervous around people, you're not outgoing but introverted, I'm just going to avoid crowds, avoid any kind of speaking publicly or anything like that, just so that I don't get into a place where I might fail and be embarrassed, right? And so there's all these things. We can either hope it doesn't happen, we can do our best to try to avoid it, but really the better approach is to say, okay, I'm going to experience these challenges. I can't hide from them forever. And so I should expect them, and I should be prepared for them. And so how do I get to be prepared for them? And so that when they come, I don't panic, that I know how to respond. And so it's the idea of having a solid foundation in our lives ensures that we'll remain stable and resilient in times of crisis. And so Jesus compares this idea of someone whose house is founded on a rock, that floods can come, storms can come, and that house, that person is unshakable, right? That it's because of the strength of the foundation that they've built in. But he gives the opposite. If someone builds a house without a foundation, the floods and the storms come, and that house is going to collapse. It's going to be swept away. And so that's the thing, is that if our lives are without a solid foundation, they are going to collapse when under pressure. And whether it's emotionally, mentally, physically, we're going to get to a point where, okay, we're done. We can't handle it, and we're overwhelmed. And so as we look back in our lives, that we can really recognize that in times past, we may have turned to drugs or other negative behaviors as our way of coping with challenges that are overwhelming, that we were kind of drowning, and to keep our heads above water, we reached for whatever was closest, and we thought this would help us, and we found that it wasn't the solution we hoped it would be. Instead of making the problem better, it's actually made it worse. Instead of keeping us afloat, it's actually dragging us down further. And so we realized that was a mistake. We maybe did that because we didn't know what we should have done instead. That just seemed like the easy response, and we did that, but it wasn't the right response. But it's the thing, is that having when we experience that, when we have collapsed under life's challenges, and sometimes we have that, where we're just even though I think now we would recognize it's not necessarily be an accurate term, but sometimes there's that phrase of having like a nervous breakdown, where you're done, and like you have to almost, like you're not physically sick, but it's like you have to stay home because you're not thinking clearly. You need that time to recover. But when we collapse under life's pressures, there's a necessity of rebuilding our lives. But as we seek to rebuild our lives, we realize, okay, well, I can't just do everything the same way as I did before. If I'm rebuilding my life, I have to build it differently. Otherwise, it's the same thing's going to happen over and over and over again. And that's sometimes the sad thing, especially when we get into drugs and other negative behaviors, is that we keep using something that has never worked to fix the problem. And we just, it'll work this time. And it's just like, no, and that's what they say is the definition of insanity, is doing something the same way over and over again and expecting different results. It just is not going to happen. And so we realize I've got to do something differently. And so I have to ensure if I'm going to rebuild my life, it must, from this point on, be on a firm foundation, the best foundation possible. Because it's my life, I have to live in my life, and so I want it to last, I want it to be stable. And so we want to consider the foundation that we need. And so from this verse and from other passages in scriptures, we understand that to have real strength and stability in our lives need to be found on the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's what he's speaking of, is this idea of a foundation. We actually see, prophetically, it speaks of Jesus in Isaiah chapter 28 and verse number 16. He says, thus saith the Lord, behold, I lay in Zion for a foundation, a stone, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. He that believeth shall not make haste. And so God's saying, I'm laying this foundation stone, this cornerstone, that is a sure foundation. If you believe on this foundation, you're not going to make haste. You're not going to panic. You're not going to be ashamed of doing so. It'll be worth establishing your life on that foundation. And so that we see elsewhere in the scriptures, like Ephesians chapter 2, verse 20, where it talks about this foundation our life is built on, with Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. And so he is to be that foundation of our life. And we really understand that he's a foundation of our salvation. He's a foundation of our freedom, that we know the truth. The truth being the Lord Jesus is the truth that makes us free. And so we want to have our lives truly founded on him. And so we want to understand this too, is that God loves us. He knows there's going to be trials and troubles. He knows that they're going to come into our life. And he doesn't want us to be overwhelmed and overcome by these challenges. That we think of what it says in 1 Corinthians 10, verse 13, where he says that God won't allow us to be tempted above what we're able. That he challenges us, but it isn't something where he's setting us up for failure. Always it says, with the temptation there's a way of escape that you may be able to bear. That he's actually setting us up for success. If we find that way of escape, that ability, that thing that he has laid out that we can bear and have victory in that, through that trial. And so we understand is that in his word that he provides us with a lot of wisdom and guidance. And so when we follow the wisdom of his word in different situations, then that enables us to develop positive coping skills so that we can endure that challenge, and not just endure, but prevail. Because that's the thing, is that so often I think that's our, as high as we look, is that we just want to survive this trial, this difficulty I'm facing. And that's as high as we want to go. I just want to survive and make it through. But God doesn't just want us to survive. He wants us to thrive. He wants us to prevail. He wants us to have this thing that, yes, it doesn't kill me, but it's actually going through it has made me stronger. And so we've developed that resiliency where we go through a trial, but by His strength, we pass a test. And then we go through another trial that's a bit more difficult, but we're like, oh, hey, God helped me through this one. He can help me through this trial too, and I'm going to trust Him. And then you see, yes, I can succeed in this trial as well. And so you start to make progress. And you find, okay, yeah, I don't have to relapse into the negative behavior anymore. I've got a different path to take, and I can really make progress in my life because of this. But this is something that we really want to understand, and that, because in that passage he says, it's about people that hear my sayings and do them, that this is what they're like, someone with a firm foundation. That if we just hear Christ's sayings and that's all that we go, that's insufficient. And that's so often what the problem is that too often we try to become theologians and fill our mind with all this knowledge, but we don't do anything with it, and it doesn't help us. These are the words of life, and they give us life as we apply them. And so we have to not just be hearers, but doers. We have to daily put into practice what the Lord is saying, that He's giving us this truth because He's like, I know you're going to face a trial. This truth is going to help you, give you direction in that trial. It'll be a light to your path, even though things seem dark. And you'll know what to do. And if you do it, then you'll find, yes, I can find victory. That I can be resilient in the face of this trial. I can overcome this. That's what we want to learn. That as He says it, that I need to do it. And we see this, this is in James chapter 1. He says, verse 22, but be doers of the word, not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass or in a mirror. For he beholdeth himself and goeth his way and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. And that's the thing, is that God's word works as a mirror. It kind of shows us ourselves, shows us issues that we need to deal with. And it would be the same as if you woke up and your hair was messed up and you, like you, there's drool on your face and just everything was kind of not where it should be, kind of thing, or how it should be. And you just kind of shrugged your shoulders and said, oh, well, whatever, it doesn't matter. Then, like, if you did that, you'd probably end up being, through the day, you'd end up embarrassing yourself quite a bit because you saw something was out of place and you didn't fix it, you didn't get right. Whereas instead, it's the idea, no, you see where you're at, and then you make the necessary changes. And that's what he says, but whoso looketh in the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. And so that's the thing, is that we look into God's word, and it says, okay, this is what you need to do. And we say, okay, I'm going to continue in that. I'm not just going to forget. I'm going to do that. Then that's when we're going to be blessed. That's when we're going to see progress in our life. And we get the results that we desire. It's by hearing His sayings and doing them. And so, when we're dealing with issues in our life, we really have to understand the choice that we must make. That we can continue to repeatedly repair the superficial problems, or we can say, okay, I have to get down to the foundation. I have to tackle the foundational issues of the structure of my life and then deal with those problems once and for all. Because it's kind of the thing is that so often what happens is we just try to do the quick fix and say it's like your vehicle is burning oil, and so I'll just keep adding oil instead of saying, okay, maybe I should see why it's burning oil, right? Or I remember in the grocery store back home that one time we came in to get groceries and noticed that there's a drip in the ceiling, and so we pointed out to the owner of the store. He's like, oh, thanks, guess the bucket's full. And so basically there had been a leak in the roof for I don't know how long, and he put a bucket underneath it, and then every so often he'd get a ladder, crawl up in the attic and pull that full pail of water down and dump it out and put it back up there. And he just would do that because he just didn't have time or didn't want to go to the trouble of actually repairing the leak. And sadly, that's so often what we do with our own lives, that it just, I won't actually deal with this. I'm just gonna manage it. And that's a lot of times drugs and other things. It's just, it keeps us going for the next day, and it pushes off us actually dealing with it for another day. And it's not healthy, and we keep having to do that, where God wants to say, okay, let's deal with the actual issue. Let's solve that. And then all these other superficial things are going to take care of themselves. That it'd be the same. Like if your basement is sinking, it's like, well, I'll just jack it up and put another block under it. And the basement keeps sinking. Well, I'll just jack it up a bit more, put another block under it. Like this, you got to deal with that problem, because it can't just keep going the way it's going. And so God wants to help us to do that, to deal with the problems. And it's kind of the thing, especially when it comes to dealing with addiction. When we deal with those root problems, then we find, well, I don't need this drug anymore. I don't have to go down this path of negative behavior anymore, because I've dealt with this issue. And so we want to get to that. And the thing is, too, is that sometimes we've made mistakes, and our lives have been damaged, and we almost think, boy, there's so much work to do in my life to get me to a good place again. We can be discouraging ourselves, but it's a lot of times we find that there's nobody else that actually looks at our life and says, well, I'm willing to invest in your life to help you help rebuild. It's kind of the thing is, like, you can think of it driving through town. If you see a lot of times, if you see an old house or something like that, most people will, I want to buy it as cheap as possible so I can bulldoze it and just build something brand new. I don't want to actually take the time to fix what's wrong with it, right? But we really want to understand the way God is that that we're precious to Him, that we have value, that He doesn't just push us aside, that even if we're damaged, He wants to reclaim us, He wants to redeem us, He wants to fix what's broken, because we're way too valuable to just cast aside. And so we really want to understand that God wants to help us rebuild our lives, and He's willing to invest His life in our life. And with His wisdom, with His knowledge, with His resources, He wants to pour those into us so that we can be rebuilt and we can actually be, when He's done with us, we're actually stronger than we ever were before. That, yes, we went through these difficulties and it overwhelmed us, it damaged us, but yet now, as He's had His hand in our life, that we overcome that challenge that we faced that nearly overwhelmed us, and now as other challenges come, we can handle them better than we ever thought we could. And so that's what God wants to do. And so the question is, are we willing to let Him do so? And many times it comes down to, okay, this is what He's saying for us to do. Am I going to still do my own thing, or am I just going to trust Him and say, okay, Lord, Your way has to be the best way. I'm going to submit to this and trust You in this and say, okay, if this is what You want, it must be for a reason. It might not be easy in the moment, but it's going to be worth it in the end, and so I'm going to trust You, I'm going to obey, and see what You can do. And that's what we have to get to, that point where we just say, okay, Lord, this is my life. I want You to help me rebuild it. And not my way, but Your way. And as we do that, then we really see Him make a big difference.